Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And welcome on in. It's Jonathan Peterlin, Spencer German with you guys over the next 5 hours. Jim Bowden coming your way at 5:20. Daryl Ryder at 6. We have Mac Robinson on the board.
Yes. I try to time it up every time. I
like
fail.
That you go for it, though. I thought about that coming in.
I just try to do the yes. That's it. And I always think I'm going to time it up right. I tried to do it at the end of the show last time. I don't think I timed it up right. This just means we need to work together more so we can time it up a little bit better.
I agree. I thought that was a good effort. I like that you go for it. We have Anthony Alant producing today's show. Spencer, how are we doing today?
Can't complain. I definitely didn't expect to be sitting here and not have Cavs basketball this week. But, you know, I mean, I know I was here last week when we didn't have Cavs basketball anymore, but yeah. I think it was still like very new and fresh, and all of a sudden it's like now I have a lot more free time.
Yeah, when you signed up for this one, I'm sure you thought, oh yeah, okay, Nick's gonna be out. He's got a family event tonight.
We'll have lots of Cavs,
and we do have Cavs to talk about. By the way, it's that we still have some of the. The house didn't burn down completely, but we have some of the rubble to go through and figure it all out. But it's definitely a different environment, different atmosphere than what you thought you signed up for.
Yeah, I mean, like when this playoff run started, I had a hotel booked for game six. I had a flight booked for going to Boston for the conference finals.
Did you get on your itinerary early because you heard Brian Windhorst talking about how he has everything booked out months in advance? I feel like if anything, Windhorst just encouraged every beat reporter or reporter out there to book their travel early.
He did. I more so did it just out of like, well, if I book it and I make sure I get it at a better price. Like my whole thought process was just selfishly like I want to save as much money as possible.
So naturally.
So I'm going to book it early and then I'll just be able to cancel it later. And I unfortunately ended up having to cancel all of it. I thought for a while, I was like, well, I'm going to have to cancel the Boston thing because it looks like New York's going to win that series. And I was like, I thought one of those teams was coming back. I didn't know who. And then neither of them came back.
Did you get full refunds on all of it or what?
I did, yeah. Yeah.
That would scare me. Like, I wouldn't even, like a lot of the airline stuff, you just get like their own points. And yeah. Or like airline, like Southwest bucks or whatever it is. And I just, it just scares me.
The hotel in Indy, it was just like, do it. I don't know. It was like by 6 p.m. the day before. And yeah. As soon as I literally left the arena, or not the, didn't leave the arena, I left like the media section, went down to the press conferences, and the first thing I did was pull up the email and just hit cancel. That was it. I was like, oh, well, I can't get rid of this thing before. Because I just know me. I was like, if I wait overnight and I'm like, yeah, I'll do it tomorrow, I knew I'd forget. And I don't want to get charged for a hotel that I'm not even going to use. So I was like, never mind.
I would do awful in your job because I know that you pay out of pocket for your travel expenses. And so I would constantly be like, I don't know. Is game two really worth it? Like game five, sure, maybe. But game two, is that really, there's not much of a difference there?
I did play that game because I think I talked to you about this pre-show.
New golf set, travel to game two. I know what's winning out there.
We have a birthday party coming up this weekend for my son. Mm-hmm. And that was going to interfere with the first couple games on the road of the conference finals if they got that far. Mm. And so I ultimately was like, I think I'm going to book a flight for game four and then game six. So, cause I would have missed game three entirely if it was in Boston. I was like, so I was like tossing around with that. And then I know I always get reimbursed, but you're right. Like the expense still comes out of your pocket for like a couple months and you got to like wait. So I was like, I waffle a lot too.
Just so you know, so Jackson's turning three. Happy birthday to Jackson, your son. I become a professional birthday party attender for little kids. not for like adults or anything. Still haven't figured that one out completely, although I'm pretty good at that. You just stand in the corner and drink and hang out with people. But with kids, I've got it down. I used to dread going to these birthday parties. I'd even talk about it on the air, like just how ridiculous it is. Every single weekend's a birthday party. And then all of a sudden, once the kid hits around 2 years old, the parents figure it out. See, the first year, people, the parents want to celebrate it, and they make it a big, what do you do? And they haven't been to enough parties, so they don't know how it goes. But by two, everyone knows. You get pizza, you get sheet cake, and everything is 2 hours max, and that's it.
A cooler of alcohol, and you're set.
And you're just hanging out.
Honestly, kids' parties.
It's pretty sweet.
Kids' birthday parties are
kids run around.
I shouldn't say one of, because there are a lot of perks to being a parent. It's a blessing. It's great. But you know how it is with a toddler. Like, there's highs, there's lows, there's bad days, there's bad nights, there's good days, there's good nights. One of the best things I can say about being a parent is like the birthday party day. Yes, there is a lot that goes into it. My wife stresses over like making sure everything looks perfect, and she gets all these great decorations and all this stuff. But once you're in the element of the party and you just have a bunch of people over at your house and they're just kicking their feet up, you got a big cooler full of beer, you're just hanging out, like it kind of takes care of itself in that way.
No, we did so much.
You set the food out, you get the drinks, and you're good.
We did so much unnecessary stuff for Charlotte's first birthday party. I'm telling you, people that went to that party, we thought we were throwing a great party. We did the exact opposite of anything that anybody wants at that point or even expects. It's 2 hours max. You have some alcohol in the corner, but really you got pizza, you got cake, you sing happy birthday, kids run around, boom, you can do it. It's great.
It's a beautiful thing.
All right, let's get into this today. Dwayne Wade was on his podcast, the Time Out podcast with Dwayne Wade, and he was speaking about a topic that I feel like has just kind of been swept under the rug a little bit. Now, we talked on last Wednesday, me and you, and I felt like, because that was after Game 5, I was one of the very few people in the city that I felt actually was critical of Donovan Mitchell. And it wasn't necessarily that Donovan didn't put the team on his back. He did. He did a lot in that series, but his usage rate went up to a million. He had a higher usage rate in Game 5 than any other Cavs players had an NBA playoff history, okay? Like, the 50.1 was massive. But it wasn't just that. It was what happened down the stretch. They were 5-for-21, him and Darius, in the first half of that game. You go through an 8-minute stretch of the third quarter, you can't hit a single shot. And then the final 13 possessions up until the final minute of the game were all Donovan Mitchell ended. And I was a little critical of that. Like, if I know the play is ending with Donovan Mitchell, that's normally not a bad thing. But when it happens 13 straight times when you need baskets, we might be doing this a little backwards. I thought in many ways he was trying to put the world on his shoulders, and not enough people were calling him out after the game for that, because we were just so respectful of the idea that he was playing hurt and he was playing injured, Spencer.
Yeah, I think... I know when we talked about this last week, like, I gave credence to the idea that the Cavs had lost their identity, and Donovan felt like it was on him to get them to the finish line, at least of that series, and just try to extend the thing as long as they could, because I think he realized that he didn't have the support he needed, whether that was injury-related, because Darius was just not himself at all because of the toe injury. Evan, I think, was playing really well in that game, but I think he just disappeared down the stretch because, like you said, Donovan was trying to do a little bit too much. I think it is fair to put some criticism at the feet of Donovan Mitchell and say, you were trying to do too much. You're part of the reason why this identity that you guys had all year, where you shared the ball, you passed it around, why you were so successful, why it disappeared, was because you were trying to do too much. I also just think, like, the nature of the series kind of necessitated that. So, listen, I walk away from this entire thing, and I think, I'm not going to say Donovan is beyond reproach, like that he can't be criticized at all, but I also walk away believing, like, to me, he's as close to untouchable as you can get in this town, just because of, and it goes beyond just like what he did in that series. Playing through the injury, the thing that everybody was asking all the other injured players to do, he did it, and he didn't complain about it. He even said after the series was over, like, I didn't want people to find out about my calf. Like, I didn't want people to even know, because I didn't want it to be an excuse. Like, he didn't make any excuses. He tried to put the team on his back. He did the thing everybody asks for him, for a player of his caliber, to do in that moment. It just didn't happen. The Pacers were just the better team, and they got you out of whack. But to me, like, he is like the perfect star for this town. Just everything he said,
and he wants
everything
to win.
He's done.
You can see how badly he wants to win. Like, and listen,
and that's why I can't blame him for that either. Like, him trying to put the team on his back was like, that was him showing you, I will do anything to win.
It's not going to be me just bashing Donovan for 40 minutes because I don't want to do that. I like Donovan. I respect what Donovan did. I also feel like a lot of us are putting the B-minus test score up on the fridge and saying, congratulations, you really nailed it. Like, no, it's a B-minus. We don't put those up on the fridge, okay? That's where A-pluses belong. Like, you lost in five games. You didn't win a single home game. I can appreciate all he did, but what made them so great in the regular season was Donovan taking a step back. And then we got to the second round of the postseason, and you call it whatever you want, picking up the slack, whatever you want to say, but ultimately Donovan didn't trust his teammates enough in that stretch in the third quarter, and then especially late in the fourth quarter, whether it was gone for right reasons or not, he didn't have that belief in them, and he completely reverted away from what was successful in the regular season by really doing what he did in Utah in the playoffs and just taking over games or attempting to take over games, and the end result is the end result, and that was a five-game loss.
Yeah, and I listen, he has to atone for that ultimately, because I think this is also part of like why I say he's the perfect star for this town, is because if you brought this up to him, he would be the first person to tell you.
And he was.
That he hasn't done it enough.
I like that you bring that up. Right. He was. He was the first person to kind of put it all back on himself. Now, he did do it in an interesting way, because you were there at those press conferences, you heard.
Yeah.
He did do it in an interesting way, where he kind of tried to absolve himself of the blame while kind of pointing out the other people that maybe hadn't necessarily done it without saying their name.
Yeah, there was a little bit of that. I can see what you're saying. But like, I think Donovan's body of work in terms of like how he addresses certain situations, how he addresses his teammates, speaks for itself. And the fact that he like he did the thing, JP, that we want stars to do. Like all the years when LeBron was here, and it was always like, we need more help. And I like he always put it at somebody else's feet. He never put it on himself. Sometimes he may be like, yeah, I shouldn't have made this play or I shouldn't have made that play. But generally LeBron was always ready to say, we just don't have enough. Donovan has never done that. He has always said, I know I'm going to be judged by what I do in the playoffs. I know a lot of this is on me. I have to be better, this, that, and the third. Like, I respect the fact that he's willing to do that. And I think that is part of the reason why I'm not maybe as critical as some others are of what he did in this series. But I also think, again, there was context for why it kind of played out that way. So, I don't know. I you are right in that this series went awry, and it was largely because he was doing too much. But I also walk away from this, and I just look at, to me, the things that stand out about this team, there are bigger warts than anything that Donovan Mitchell did in this series that make me feel like we have to address those before we start directing all of our attention back at Donovan Mitchell and saying like, well, now you just can't do this or it's all your fault.
No question, but it does beg something that Jason Lloyd wrote in his article today, and you can see that on The Athletic. He goes, we have 8 years and two franchises of proof. The answer is the second round, debating how long and how far he can actually take you in the postseason. And maybe, just maybe, as great of a player as he is, maybe the reason why he never makes it past the second round and hasn't in 8 years, when you look across the NBA and you see all these other guards that are doing it right now, look at the four teams remaining in the NBA playoffs. That's all teams led by guards. That's it. It's Tyrese Halliburton. It's Jalen Brunson. On the other side of it, you got two guards there in SGA, and then obviously you have Anthony Edwards. Like, it's a guard-driven playoffs right now, and the guy you have isn't making it past the second round and hasn't in 8 years. So Dwayne Wade spoke on this. Dwayne Wade, obviously, former Cav and NBA Hall of Famer and everything else. I like that I said former Cav. I needed to, for some reason, I needed to put that in there.
I love doing that, by the way, when there's like a player who spent like all Shaq, of a second here, and you're Cav. Like, former Cavs legend. I always say legend with it, too.
Had
always.
To. Timeout with Dwayne Wade talked about Donovan and his lack of postseason success.
He's been to the playoff every year. Obviously, he's an all-star. He's one of the best in our game. But you're judged
by wins and losses.
Mm-hmm. Playoffs. You're judged by the playoffs.
Yeah.
Donovan's at a different level now.
Yep.
He's judged by what he does in the playoffs. What he does in the regular season, that's what he do. He's been doing it since he came into the league. Now this is where he's judged. Everything has to go right, but he has to find a way, because he wants to be in that conversation with the greats. He has to find a way.
And I think that's where I find this conversation fascinating. It's almost in a way disrespectful to Donovan the way that we treat him. We stick up for Donovan in a way that he's not asking us to, but we stick up for him in a way as if he's not a great. Like Dwayne Wade right there is like, he wants to be a great. Then you have to expect great things in the postseason. If we thought Donovan Mitchell was a top five player in the NBA, we would treat him entirely different than what I think a lot of people think about him right now. I think because people believe he's somewhere between top, 10 to 20, maybe 15 to 20, we're like, well, geez, you really just did your best out there, didn't you? The game called for you to try to take over because everyone else was injured and didn't have it, so you were able to step up and try to do it that way. If anything, you make an argument, it's disrespectful to Donovan the way that we treat him because we don't treat him like the superstar that he wants to be treated like.
Can I just say, like, I think Dwayne Wade, like, again, and I'm giving credence to the idea that when Donovan says, I know I'm going to be judged based off what I do in the playoffs, like, he recognizes that, and that's what Dwayne Wade is alluding to here. And that is the fact, that is the truth of any sport, NBA especially, like, the stars are judged by what they do this time of year. That's just the nature of the beast. You got to kind of live with it. And Donovan said that exact thing. He was like, we are blessed to play this game. We know this is the if this is the result, like, you're going to get criticized for it. So I 100% think that's true. But I also think that Wade's comments are almost speaking to, like, a bygone era of the NBA, where it's like, it's on, because this was LeBron's career. Everything, LeBron's entire career, it was, he's not doing enough in the playoffs. It's on him, it's on him, it's on him. And then all of a sudden...
But think about how right that feels in a LeBron conversation and then how wrong it feels in a Donovan Mitchell conversation.
Well, and to be fair, like, I had the
because
same...
Because one is an all-time great and one isn't.
I had the same argument, though, back then that I have now, which is, like, he can't do it all alone. And I think that the NBA has evolved to a point, like, you bring up the guards that...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
They're doing it right now. Look at their teams. The Thunder are one of the deepest teams in the NBA.
They all got guys around them.
The Minnesota is one of the deepest teams in the NBA. The Knicks are a very deep team.
Halliburton's got Siakam. Brunson's got Cat.
The team you lost to, the Pacers, they are extremely deep. And their players, like, all raised to their game to the next level in the playoffs. That's why you got guys like Nembhard making a bunch of threes. He goes from, like, a 33%, 34% three-point shooter to, like, a 40% three-point shooter in the playoffs. It's absurd. So, like, this is the nature of the NBA today. So as much as I understand which way Wade's coming from, I think that's, like, a past take of, like, it's on the star to take their team. Because we just saw Donovan try to do that, and he couldn't. He couldn't do that. So I just think, like, yes, he's going to be judged based off of that. But we also have to keep in mind, like, the context of the situation and realize that it's going to take a village to get over this hump and get Donovan to that level
Donovan be that guy where he does take the step back like he did in the regular season? They talked about this. Jared talked about this, Jared Greenberg, on the broadcast. The idea that Donovan in Utah... He was like, I want to avoid what that was. Remember game one?
Yeah.
He's like, I want to avoid what that was. Where in Utah, he felt like he was taking over the games and he was doing too much. And then we watched five games later, and it was exactly what he did in Utah. It was the same exact thing. Like, no part of that looked different to me. It was the, if anything, you make an argument, it was even worse than what he did in Utah.
I think that's, like, listen, it's a very fair criticism, as I've already said. Like, He clearly, in this series, they lost sight of, like, what made them great. And he lost sight of what made them great. I think he's plenty capable of taking that back seat. I think circumstances changed in this one, and he kind of took it to a different level that he didn't necessarily want to. And maybe this is where, as I bring up LeBron, and I bring up LeBron sort of making excuses, I know people hated that, but maybe this is where, as Dwayne Wade questions, like, it's up to Donovan to get over that hump. Maybe this is where he needs a little more LeBron in him. Maybe this is where he needs to stop standing up and saying, you know, our roster's good. We're fine. Maybe he does need to force the issue.
Start poking holes a little bit. Maybe, be like, this is where I failed, and I failed because of
and
this.
You know what? This is maybe
and
where
that's what I thought he was getting after, by the way, in one of his press conferences to end the season.
Maybe this is where I'm at with it. Is like, I don't need to sit here and be like, he did too much. Like, it's his fault they lost that series. Like, I'm not criticizing him for that. But maybe where I'm going to start criticizing him in terms of getting over that hump is like, I think he can be that guy. But I also think, like, maybe he needs to force the issue more. Jason talked in the piece about how he is obsessed at this point in his career with winning and getting a championship.
We talked to Jason here.
And getting deeper in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Okay, so sometimes that takes the difficult thing. Sometimes that's why LeBron was never afraid to do it, because he knew he was obsessed with, I'm chasing this ghost of Jordan, is always what he called it. Maybe that's the part of Donovan not getting over the hump that's missing. Not necessarily what he's doing on the floor, or trusting that he can get get his team kind of playing to a higher level.
All right, 216-474-0092. How far can a Donovan lead team take you? And is any criticism of Donovan at this point actually fair? Dwayne Wade, very harsh. Jason in his piece says, we have 8 years and two franchises of proof. The answer is the second round when asking how far he can go. What do you think? 216-474-0092, afternoon drive right here on the Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.